Good morning. And Happy New Year to you once again. This morning, my superior called me from Nigeria, and he asked me to represent him in at a mass at 11 a.m. down in Phoenix, Awatuki. The bishop has given the parish, St. Benedict Parish, Awatuki, to the care of my religious order for the next 10 years. So Father James, who is our superior here in the United States, will be installed this morning. And so I'll be there to represent my superior. So I'm sharing this with you because most likely the bishop got good feedback from you about those of us who are Via Christi priests here in Phoenix. And so you're giving good feedback about me and some of my brothers in Chandler. And yeah, in Chandler, I have a brother in Chandler. So thank you so much for trusting us. And the bishop graciously has given that parish to the care of the Via Christi Society. And looking at that, I see divine providence. My late founder used to talk about God's divine providence. He loves St. Benedict. My religious order, we have a strong spirituality to St. Benedict. That's our spirituality. And that's the name of the parish. And my founder loved John Bosco. And this parish have a high school named John Bosco High School. So I see divine providence. The man always speaks about divine, two greatest saints in his life, St. Benedict, St. John Bosco. And the first parish given to us here in the United States, St. Benedict, and the high school, St. John Bosco. So just to share that with you, that God's divine providence is really active in our life. When we trust him, everything will turn out unto good. Anyway, today is the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Epiphany means a manifestation, a showing forth. In our gospel, it was the Epiphany star that manifested to the three kings the arrival of Jesus. Jesus is the Epiphany of God. He manifested a God who loves us totally and unconditionally, a God who cares so much about each one of us. Jesus was such a perfect epiphany of God that Philip asked him, "Show us the Father and that will be enough for us." Jesus replied, "Philip, he who sees me sees the Father." Jesus manifested a God so loving and so appealing that he is hard to resist. The world of Jesus need to hear that because they had not known God that way. They have known God to be a very stern God, to be someone who is vengeful, and Jesus brought this merciful God to them. Their God was a distant power they held in great awe, but could not personally relate to. What an eye-opening manifestation of God Jesus was to them. Does our world need the same epiphany? Yes, perhaps now more than ever. Why do people today say they want to be more spiritual, but at the same time, they are disaffected with organized religion? Some people say, "I pray and I want to be more spiritual, but I don't need the church." For the answer to that, we need to look at ourselves. Why? You and I are the epiphany of God in our world today. Whether we like it or not, we are. We are the people who publicly profess our faith in Jesus. Who else will people look to? What kind of epiphany are we? When non-believers look at us, what do they see? Are we fearful believers? Are we vengeful believers? Fearful people have grim looks. They don't look very happy. They don't look very compassionate. And do grim, serious, fearful people manifest a loving and appealing God? Do people who are burdened with their religion manifest a loving and appealing God? Are we an epiphany of Jesus? Are we an epiphany of the God Jesus showed us? When people observe us, do they see people who smile a lot because there is so much to smile about, who can find hope and meaning even in life's most difficult circumstances, who love and care for other people because they know how much they are loved, who are forgiven because they know how much they have been forgiven? Are we a manifestation of this loving and appealing God? We are. You heard me right. Yes, we are. I see it every time I celebrate liturgy with you. Every time I sense the joy and love when we come together. Every time a newcomer says to me, "This is such a friendly parish. I want to be part of it." And 2 days ago, when I left the office to come into the church to say my midday prayer, I met a young man outside, and he introduced himself to me and said he is new in this place, but he visited this parish and he loves this place so much, and he wants to be part of, he can't wait, he wants to be part of this community, this family. And so it shows how much you and I, and by God's grace, are responding to the invitation to love God and to serve Him. We reflect that. We reflect His love. We reflect His peace. And that's why people want to be part of this community. So you and I are making that effort, and I thought I should share that with you today. And I see this when a St. Vincent de Paul volunteer says he feels very blessed each time he visits with the poor. I see this every time a suffering person smiles and thanks God for His goodness. There is no epiphany in the star in heaven. It is you and I who are the epiphany of God. It is us. We are called to be the light leading to a God who is irresistible. People are hungry for God. People are hungry for God. And like Jesus, who manifested a loving, kind, compassionate God to a world that really needed to know God that way, the world today also needs to know God that way, because we see a lot of pain and frustration and trouble in the world. People are hungry for God. Can we continue to be that epiphany of God's presence in our world with a little kindness and goodness and joy that we bring to people's lives? I want to invite the choir to help us to remind ourselves of this great mission, this great invitation to go and make a difference and continue to touch life. The hymn is hymn number 730, and we can sing it together. Go make a difference.